Good morning. It's 7:13 on Friday, September 11th, 2020. Cars, we have cars. Get this into my pocket so I can put my golf back on. It's 44-ish. It's completely overcast. It feels wet. It's quite chilly this morning. I got my parka and my sweatshirt on. See how that goes. Probably can unzip the parka at this point. It's morning. I've been up about an hour, I've had my toast, I've had some coffee. I'm having a lot of Dawana today. If I let myself ask the question, are you going to walk today? The answer would have been no. And in fact, I didn't even realize the sun was up because it's so dark. Such heavy clouds that the sunrise didn't actually light up my room this morning. It was... gray and nasty. Followed a pair of kids going to school this morning. Brothers, I suspect. They just behaved like brothers. I had the same haircuts. I don't know what to talk about today. I was doing a little doom scrolling before I left the house, and so there's lots of doom. One of the things was I ran across was somebody who really dislikes Goodreads as much as I do. They outlined problems that, technical problems with Goodreads that I didn't know about, which was interesting. Not too surprising given that I don't use it. Can follow the NPCs this morning. Morning. Somebody new, haven't seen her before. And there was a link to an article that I started to read. And then kind of went, okay, here's somebody who really doesn't understand publishing. The statement was that paper is still 10 times larger than ebooks. But the backup for that, the supporting documentation for that, comes from American Booksellers Association. Well, yeah, in trad, sure. They do that on purpose. There's a reason near ebooks don't sell. A lot of the points that she made were valid. And she doesn't even... I don't think she's even aware of the Goodreads Mafia or any of the gangs on there. I guess most people wouldn't, unless they had been a target or knew someone who had been a target. Smell this morning is everything smells kind of wet until one of these cars drives by, and then it smells kind of oily. Get that exhaust smell. I remember thinking about that. I said, look, had bus exhaust smelled interesting. It was mechanical. It wasn't wood smoke. Not an unpleasant smell. Here they come. I was just thinking, I haven't seen the two ladies this morning, but here they come. Good morning.
Nick was even wrecking.
Supposed to get up to 55 today, which is allegedly 11 degrees warmer than yesterday. I don't need that hard anymore. It's a lot better. Somebody talking back there behind me. Let's have a lot of space here. Got two new people. Morning. Give them plenty of room. I haven't seen either of those before. So I'm still working on this newish mail book. There are times when I think it's going somewhere. And then I look at it and it's going, where is it going? Where are we, what are we doing here? Come on, get ready, sit with me. One post. I'm walking and not talking today. It made me tired. I did get a relatively good night's sleep last night. It was, it's right around 10. Well, I went to bed around 9:30, but then read for half an hour. I'm almost done with this mystical midlife dating. It's really cute. It's really fun. I got tomato plants in there, and it's, I don't know if they're gonna have enough. A lot of little green tomatoes on them. I'm not sure there's enough time yet to ripen them up. Maybe I'll just use them for green tomato pickles. It's not just cloudy. It's foggy. It's misty. The visibility is only, well, it's, let's see, I know that street light out there is a mile away, but I can't see too much beyond the red glow. So visibility is a little over a mile. There's a lot of moisture in the air, which is probably why it feels so cold. Ready for another cup of coffee. I'm ready for this book to take off. There's pieces of this book that I think are working really well. There's pieces of it I really quite like. But I'm 50-something thousand words into this, and There have been a couple of themes that have emerged. One is that just because you believe it doesn't mean it's true. And the corollary, just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it isn't. I'm seeing a better definition between the toeholds and highline on this. This is where the handkerchief went. It's in the coat pocket of my parka, and it needs to get into the laundry. Nose is running. And there's flashes of story that show up and then sort of get lost. And part of it is because when I hit 2,000 words, I stop. So when I pick it up the next morning, I read over the last page and a half or so, read over the last 500 words and say, oh yeah, this is what I was doing, so off we go again. And in the meantime, my brain is thinking about Fallout 4. And what Nicholas is going to do next in Fallout 4. And he's just made it to 42? Fallout 42? And his perks are all over the place. I'm looking at some of these build videos that Fudge Muppet, and primarily Fudge Muppet. I'll also look to see what Miniature Nerd did. And I'm experimenting with VATS to see how it works. For targets that are hard to hit, because they're moving around and jerking around a lot, yeah, it makes a big difference. I mean, even with my limited skills in VATS. I'm feeling this fog is closing in. It's like, I can see it now. It's just like 100 yards out there. It's really closing in tight now. That's interesting. I probably wouldn't have noticed, but that I sort of did that. Okay, how far away is that streetlight? And now I'm looking out across and I can't see the line of trees anymore. Kind of yucky. Some sort of construction going on over there. Heavy equipment. Probably woke my wife up. Just sort of walking along, listening. I can hear one of the
one of those pieces of equipment.
I'm backing up. I can hear the backup toot. Beep, beep. Well, tomorrow it'll be in the 70s. I'll have to get up early. Maybe the sun will be up. So a lot of noise today, not a lot of talk, but I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, but that ain't luck at all. I'll talk to you then.